Good morning. Changeable weather occurring as we speak across interior New York and New England, with a mild surge of air and a bunch of rain over central and southern New England. The rain is coming to an end across New York State. Colder air is sweeping in behind the rain and changing what's left in rain showers over to snow showers. And also, the rain that fell overnight could freeze up and cause some icy spots across parts of interior New York and New England for the morning commute. The northernmost parts of New York and New England overnight saw a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. So perhaps some accumulation on the ground for the morning drive, but everyone will see the wind pick up and become very gusty during the day today, at times over 30 miles per hour, and this will drive in much colder air for the rest of the day. So high temperatures are being established right now in the 40s and lower 50s. Readings will tend to nosedive back down through the 40s and 30s, and a lot of places will wind up in the 20s before the day is through, as we have a return to sunshine. Overnight tonight, it'll still be blustery and cold, with temperatures continuing their downward trend. Overnight lows averaging near 10 above, with wind chills 0 or below by sunrise tomorrow. Sunny skies with less wind tomorrow, but remaining cold, with highs only in the 20s to around 30. Another weak disturbance will pass through the Ohio Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast Thursday night and Friday morning. This will bring a chance of snow showers to our area, especially south of I-90 for Friday morning. Skies will remain mostly cloudy during the day, and highs on Friday will only be in the lower 30s. We'll look for quieter weather for the weekend, with a mix of sun and cloud Saturday back to the mid-30s, and high pressure will bring more sunshine on Sunday afternoon and high temperatures rebounding back up toward 40. Another weak disturbance could produce a couple of rain showers on Monday as temperatures push into the mid-40s, and then a warming trend as we head toward the middle of next week, with temperatures on Tuesday reaching up into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, this storm moving through the Northeast is producing a lot of snow and ice in northernmost New England. Winter storm warnings remain in effect today for northern Maine, where 6 to 10 inches of snow will fall today, with a round of ice as well. Meanwhile, a storm over the northern high plains will move into the southeast over the next 36 hours. This system will produce lower elevation rain and snow from parts of the northern Rockies eastward to the northern high plains today, with the snow moving into parts of the northern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley tonight. As the energy moves onto the plains, showers and thunderstorms will develop over the lower Mississippi Valley into tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, another front will move onshore over the northern parts of California and the Pacific Northwest and produce rain along the coast and into northern California starting this evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 21 degrees with a southeast wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, rain showers and 41 degrees, the dew point 36, 82% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 22, gusting to 35 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.42 inches and beginning to rise rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at McAllen, Texas and Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 20 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with increasing sun, temperatures falling through the 40s. Boston windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm. Early highs in the mid-50s, then temperatures drop quickly during the afternoon. Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 30, that's right on normal for this time of year, just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow, 10.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 37.1 inches below normal. There were 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, and now 3,964 for the season, which is 1,015 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 65, set in 1991, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m. 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain showers changing to snow showers this morning, then increasing sun and windy today, temperatures dropping through the 30s and 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above, below 0 in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain showers early this morning, then increasing sun and windy today, early highs in the 50s, then temperatures drop through the 40s and 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow showers this morning, then increasing sun and windy today. Temperatures dropping through the 30s and 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers tonight. Lows around 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain showers changing to snow showers early this morning, then increasing sun and windy today. Early highs in the 40s, then temperatures drop through the 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Rain showers changing to snow showers early this morning, then increasing sun and windy today. Early highs in the lower 40s with temperatures dropping through the 30s and into the 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but much colder in the 20s. Light snow showers Thursday night and Friday morning. Mostly cloudy Friday afternoon in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-30s Saturday. Increasing sunshine near 40 on Sunday. A rain shower possible Monday in the mid-40s. And milder with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday back into the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.